Food terms like pancit noodles, lumpia egg rolls, and the pork and tamarind-based soup called sinigang are not exactly household words in New Orleans. But when the local chef, Christina Quackenbush, debuted her new Filipino restaurant, Milkfish, she found a familiar crowd eager to dine on dishes like these starting right on opening night. In fact, that opening night at Milkfish saw a full dining room, a validation some restaurants must spend months to achieve, and others never experience. What made the difference for Milkfish, a small, family-run Filipino restaurant opening in a city with little track record for this type of cuisine? In a word, pop-up. Or maybe that's two words. But in any case, Milkfish took the pop-up restaurant trend to another step. Over the course of 2 years, Milkfish appeared in various forms and locations, from one-night stands to regular stints in bars and borrowed restaurant spaces. Along the way, Chef Quackenbush built both an audience for her contemporary take on traditional dishes from her native Philippines and some valuable name recognition to leverage when she was finally able to open Milkfish full-time. In this way, Milkfish is an example of a new ripple running across the New Orleans dining scene. Pop-ups going permanent. These concepts may have began as underground, off-the-radar dining experiences, but as they evolve into more conventional restaurants, they're showing another access point to the increasingly crowded and diverse New Orleans dining scene. Some of these former pop-ups began as offhand experiments. Others were deliberate attempts to test the waters for a new business. In either case, the people behind them say as demand for their food proved consistent, their pop-ups seem to take on their own momentum. Pizza Delicious in the Bywater, the ramen soup and American pie mashup, noodle and pie, and McClure's Barbecue are each examples of this trend. While Upper Nine Donut Company is growing this way and the weekly pop-up Purlieu is sort of a long-term pop-up incubator for the modern Southern restaurant Chef Ryan Hughes intends to open inside the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, now under construction in Central City. Don't be surprised if more aspiring chefs and restaurateurs follow this path into the business. After all, the name chefs have their own audience they can count on. The chains have big marketing budgets to entice customers. And people around New Orleans tend to be very loyal to their longtime favorites already. For the little guy trying to break in, any advantage to build a following, or even just to see if there's interest in their ideas, can make a big difference. And as pop-ups become increasingly common, and more make the leap into the mainstream, the pop-up subculture may grow stronger here too, as chefs who have found success in this unconventional route inspire and even assist others on the way up. In fact, after her own experience running Milkfish in other people's kitchens, Quackenbush is paying it forward in a way. On Wednesdays, when her own new restaurant is normally closed, she makes room for other pop-ups to come in, set up shop for the night, and see where their ideas might take them. Learn more at wwno.org.